Hi, can I speak to Peter?
Yeah, I'm speaking.
Hi, Peter. My name is Sam, and we're calling from Opinion Research. This is a national public opinion firm, and we're talking with people in your area, and we would like to ask you just a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, can you tell me if you're in a safe place where you can talk with no problem?
Yeah, I'll talk, but I'm not going to give you any confidential information.
That's okay. Don't worry, sir. I'm not going to ask for any confidential. So first, do you live in the city of Stockholm or outside the city of Stockholm?
Well, what does that have to do with the survey? I live in California, I'll tell you that. You don't need to know more than that.
No problem. Let me move on then. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by any candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. And are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of school, college, or university, or a member of teachers' union or teachers' association?
No.
Thank you. In what year were you born? Only the year.
None of your business.
All right. And which of the following age groups would you belong to? Maybe 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44. This is just for statistical purposes. 45 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 older?
I'm an adult male. I'm legal age.
Okay. And which of the following, you told me already that, sorry. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. And for statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage?
I'm white.
Thank you. And what is the last year grade you completed in school?
I went to college.
Thank you. How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian?
I don't see how that's relevant in a survey.
Okay, like I said, it's just a statistical purpose, but let me move on.
I already answered a census with the government if you want to check the census for California.
Okay, no problem, sir. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go to the next one. So the first one is Interim Superintendent Tracy E. Miller.
I don't know her.
Okay. What about Major Kevin Lincoln?
No, don't know him.
Thank you. And what about Teachers Union?
Well, they're probably all liberal scum, so no, I don't know any of them.
Okay. Now I'm going to read a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion again is unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name someone or something you don't know, just let me know as well. So, Magnet School in Stockton, what is your opinion?
I don't know them.
Traditional public schools in Stockton, in general?
Traditional public schools. So, would that include junior college? There's a junior college.
Correct. So what is your opinion? Is it very favorable, somewhat favorable, unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
They're probably all in favor of CRT and transgender crap, so I'm unfavorable. They're all pushing that down people's throats when it has nothing to do with education.
Okay, thank you. What about public charter schools in Stockton?
I don't know of them, but that's the way to go. It's better than a public school.
Okay. Would you say that it's maybe somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay. Thank you. And what about private and parochial schools in Stockton? What's your opinion?
I'd be favorable.
Okay. Somewhat or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. to the next one. And what are some of the reasons for your somewhat favorable opinion of public charter school in Stockton? Any specific situation?
No, not tuition. It's they can decide their own rules. If you have a commie governor like Newsom and he wants CRT Marxism taught in the classroom, a public school can make, a private school can make their own rules. They're not, they don't have to bow down to the government for the money. So private schools make their own rules and public schools can't. So the kids get brainwashed in public schools is what's happening.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. Let me move on. And would you say public education in Stockton is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Stockton on the wrong track?
It's the wrong track. Why do they teach CRT Marxism? Why do they teach transgender, to little kids? You think a kid cares about changing his sex? Why is that even taught in the classroom?
I understand.
It's insane.
Thanks for sharing that. And how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child needs? You can tell me, not important at all, not that important, somewhat important, or very important.
Yeah, school choice, yeah, that's very important.
Thank you. And do you think the local public schools in Stockton need to change, not at all, a little, some, or a lot?
A lot.
Thank you. And from what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in Stockton?
Yeah, I want to increase in favor.
You favor it? Okay. Do you strongly favor or somewhat favor it?
Strongly favor.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you, and we're halfway right now. Thank you again for your time here. So we're halfway of the survey right now. So I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each one, please tell me if you think that it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, or it does not describe public charter schools well, or does not describe them at all. So the first is the one is a charter school or non-profit. What do you think?
Non-profit. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Probably true.
Do you think that it describes it well, not too well, not well at all?
Probably well.
Okay. Somewhat well or very well?
Somewhat well.
Thank you. Public charter schools are tuition-free?
No, I don't agree with that.
So that's not described at all for you?
No.
Okay. Serve mostly students of color?
Mostly schools of color?
Students of color.
Do I think charter schools are mostly students of color?
Correct. Serve mostly students of color.
Well, when you got open borders and there's 10 million coming in every year, who do you think is going to be here? There's not going to be any white people left. So, yeah, the whole country is going to be people of color. They're taking
right,
it over
so
and they're laughing at us.
I got you. Now, do you think that describes it somewhat well or very well?
Somewhat well.
Thank you. Now, public charter schools help improve the entire public school system. Same options. That's a describe it very well.
Yeah, very well. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Public charter school are open to all.
Very well.
Thank you. Charter public schools serve mostly low-income students.
Mostly low. No, they don't agree with that. No, don't agree.
Okay. And public charter schools are public schools.
I'm not sure. I don't know if they get any public money or not.
All right. All right, no problem. Let me move on. And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public school become less favorable, more favorable, or has not changed one way or the other?
Less favorable.
Thank you. And what are some of the reasons your opinion of traditional public school has become less favorable over the past years?
Well, the teachers' unions are purposely dumbing down the kids. They kept them out of school for COVID, and there was no reason for that. And the teachers' unions have agendas. They don't want, you know, CRT, Marxism, transgenderism. They don't want to teach math, reading, and arithmetic. They're too worried about whether you call somebody a he or a she. Now, if you're a bunch of communists that want to destroy the country, that's exactly what they would do. You dummy down the next generation. They're doing that on purpose. And then you have a governor in Sacramento that pats them on the back and says, job well done.
I'm taking notes of that. Move on. And if a candidate's running for office support increasing the number of public charter schools in Stockton, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or will it have no difference on your vote?
Who do you work for? You work for the teachers' union?
No. Actually, I work for Opinion Research. That's the name of the company.
Because I just wonder if you use these questions as a way to then form your advertising.
Not really, sir. We're pretty much just a small survey about different situations of schools.
Okay, well, let's get it over with the charter schools. You know, I don't need to answer questions to the nth degree on everything they may do or not do. I'm basically in favor
of
you get kids out of the public school system. And if they got 20 little things to ask me when I'm not involved with it, you know, just go. You're getting too deep into for a survey question.
No problem, sir. Let me move on to the next question then. Don't worry. So thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with say they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, or other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members?
All the time.
Okay, thank you. And which one or two pieces of information make you the most favorable about public charter school? Is it public charter school? Any information you would like to share?
Well, yeah, if they can get people that want to teach, I assume they'll get people that don't belong to the teachers' union, and they can teach the way it's supposed to be done.
Okay. Now, is that public charter school encourage more parent input and involvement? You can tell me yes or no.
It should, I hope, yes.
Okay. Give quality options to families who will not otherwise have them.
Now, what's that? Families that don't have an option to go to charter school?
Like, give quality options to family who will not otherwise have them.
You want to pay, give them a free ride? Is that it, if they don't want to pay?
That's what the option says, pretty much.
No, I don't want to pay for anybody else's education.
Okay, support different learning styles?
Well, they should. I hope they do.
Okay. Now, you can select any of this one. Are free and open to all children, enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds, are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention, or are managed independently from local school districts? Which one would you select?
I'm not sure what the question is.
It was the first one. So which one or two pieces of information make you the most cool?
What was the last couple words? I didn't get that.
More favorable, like what you mentioned before about public charter schools. But you told me at the beginning that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm in favor of public charter schools.
Okay.
So moving on. Alternative to the public system.
Gotcha. Now, how would you rate the opportunities for high-paying jobs for someone without a college degree in the greater Stockton area? Would you say poor, not so good, good, or excellent?
It'd be poor, because it's poor for everybody. It doesn't matter if you have a college degree or not.
Okay, thank you. Now, please listen to a proposal that is being considered here in San Joaquin County. So the proposal is to create an early college high school program. This program provides high school students free college credits and career-focused pathway. These students will graduate high school with an associate's degree from college, have paid meaningful internships, and be ready for jobs or for further college education. So do you support or oppose this proposal? And you can tell me, I strongly support it, I strongly oppose it, I somewhat support it, or somewhat oppose it.
Strongly oppose it. High school is for high school, and junior college is for junior college. They have different curriculums, and you can't tell a high school kid he has an AA degree.
All right, thank you. Now, from which one or two of the following, if any, do you get most of your news about national and local issues? Let me give you the list. Social media, Univision, Telemundo, or Spanish language radio, local radio stations such as 19 National Public Radio, regional newspapers such as the Sacramento Bee or San Francisco Chronicle, local TV news, local newspapers such as the Stockton Record, local blogs or websites such as 2on9times.com, national network TV news or cable TV. Which one would you select, one or two?
The national TV.
Okay. National TV. All right, thank you. And now I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
I don't see how that matters. I'm a legal adult and I can vote. I'm a citizen.
No problem.
You don't need to know what I do.
Got you. Don't worry, sir. And in politics today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, Independent, or something else?
I bet you can answer that for me. I'm a Republican, of course.
All right. Would you consider yourself a strong Republican or not so strong?
Strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Thank you. All right. So that actually concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time here, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.